Hey, friend, welcome back to another amazing episode of Moms Who Podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to teach you how to craft your perfect episode structure. And what I mean by that is from the moment you hit play till the very last note ends on your podcast episode, everything in between that is your episode structure. So what does that look like? What is it? What kind of options are there? How do your podcast episodes come across when people land on your show? And we're going to dive into all of it. I can't wait. Let's go. Hey, mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is. And I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to the Moms Who Podcast community over on Facebook. There are over 300 other moms inside this group that are all building their online business alongside their podcast. And I promise you will fit right in. You can get your questions answered from me. You can look through the other posts and see what other moms are asking and what they're going through. You can share about your podcast when it launches. You can connect with other women to be on their show. You can connect on other women for them to be on your show. And it's just such a good place to be. I invite you to join. The link to join is inside of the show notes. I can't wait to see you there. All right, friend. So we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it pretty quick here because if you've been listening to my podcast for any amount of time, you know that I don't like to waste time. I like to just get to the meat of the episode right away. So this episode is no different. We're talking about episode structure. And so what that means is, again, from the moment somebody clicks play on your episode till the very last note ends, whether that's music or you saying something, that everything in between is your episode structure. So what should your episode consist of? What should be inside of your episode? Of course, you have to get behind the mic and speak out your content, but what does the other part of that look like? Should it just be as simple as throwing up an intro with some music and then your content and then your outro? I'm going to tell you why I don't think that that is the case. I do not recommend that you do that. I have a whole strategy as to how you could craft your episode structure. This could look different for you. And what I want you to do here is I want you to listen to these different options and pick one that suits your business and your personality and your podcast and your needs, because everybody's podcast is different. If you're listening to this, you probably listen to other podcasts, right? Are they all the same? I don't think so. I think they're all pretty different in how the speaker shows up, and the music and the whole vibe of the show is different. And so you need to create your own vibe, right? And so that's what I'm going to help you do in this episode. So I'm going to give you three different options that you can use for your episode structure. And option number one is called clip, right? I gave these a little name. They're not fancy. It just is what it is. This is option number one, clip, all right? So this is where when you hit play, a clip of the episode plays. And it's generally like in the middle or maybe even towards the end, but it's like that juicy line and you're like immediately hooked because you're like, ooh, they're talking about that. It's a clip of the episode. This could be a solo episode or a guest episode. It doesn't really matter, but it's just a clip of you speaking, all right? Or a clip of the guest speaking. Generally, this is about 40 seconds to a minute. You don't want to make it too long because then people think that it's like the whole entire episode and then they might be confused. So you want to keep it pretty short. You could even do like 20 seconds if you want, just to keep it super short, but like make sure that the clip makes sense, right? Don't just pick a random clip and hope for the best. Pick a clip that's actually going to captivate your audience. So you're going to pick an episode clip and then it's going to fade into your music with your intro, right? So this is the music, your podcast brand music that you've selected, and you know how your speaking comes over the music. That's what we call an intro. So that's playing, right? So you have your episode clip and then you have your intro with your music. And then this is what a lot of people miss, okay? And it's what I missed for the longest time because I just wasn't doing it for whatever reason. And I had to put myself in check a couple episodes ago. This is where you're going to put a call to action. This is going to be before you even start talking about your content, before you even start with the meat of the episode. It's going to be a call to action. Again, this is going to look different for everyone, okay? For example, a call to action in this episode was my Facebook group. So you heard my call to action right before this episode played. So you could direct them to your Facebook group. If you have a freebie that goes along with the episode, you can direct them there. There's a couple of other things that you can do with the call to action, but I really want you to keep it as simple as possible because we're not selling in that call to action. We're just kind of like giving them an action to take. And generally, in my personal opinion, these should be things that are evergreen. So like my Facebook group is always open, right? It's evergreen. A freebie, yeah, it might change, but for the most part, it's pretty much evergreen, right? If it's time sensitive, we're not talking about that. Like we're not doing that here. However, you could if you wanted to. I like to do my time sensitive stuff in a dynamic ad. I use Captivate for my podcast host. And so that's how I like to do my time sensitive stuff. And I like to have that ad play before my episode even starts, right? And also, just as a disclaimer, I should have said this before. I should have prefaced this with take what you need and leave the rest, right? What do they say? Like eat the meat and spit out the bones or something like that. You don't have to follow. Like if this doesn't jive with you, then that's fine. I want you to find something that suits you and your needs and your podcast. Like I said, I did say that in the beginning of the episode, actually. But I don't want you to think that you have to stick to all these things I'm saying. These are just options. So I want you to hear what I'm saying and then take what you need and then form your own episode structure for your own podcast, right? So what I mean by that is for me personally, I don't like to do any time sensitive stuff in my episodes because your podcast is going to live on years from now. So what I don't want to happen is somebody to find my episodes in 2 years and get really excited. They're listening to my episode and then they're like, oh, this was back in March of 2023. And then they're disappointed, you know? So I like to keep all of my time sensitive stuff in dynamic ads in Captivate and I have them run before my episodes. And then when they're done, when that time sensitive thing is over, if I'm doing like any type of anything, right, that's time sensitive, I can go back into Captivate and I can select all of my episodes and then I can take those ads right off. So with that being said, your call to action could be something like your Facebook group or a freebie or a website. But if you do have something going on that's like a time sensitive thing, you can put that in here. But just keep in mind that, you know, people are going to find your show months from now, years from now. And so it might not make that much sense to them when they listen to it at that time. Okay, after the call to action plays, your episode is going to play. And this is just your regular episode, your normal episode. And then I want you to do me a favor and I want you to subscribe to this podcast right now because what I'm about to tell you is going to go hand in hand with next week's episode, which is all about how to make money from your podcast. All right. And so do me a favor, pause. Don't pause me. Do me a favor and you don't even have to pause me. Scroll up and hit the follow button if you're listening on Apple. If you're listening on another podcast player, then please subscribe, follow, whatever it says to do. And then while I'm here, leave me a review if you would be so kind. My show has actually gone up in ratings, which is amazing. This podcast ranked 176 in the US for marketing, which is incredible, which is wild. And I'm so excited. And so what helps that is reviews. So if you would be so kind to leave me a review, that would be amazing. So let's get back into the episode here. So you want your ad to be somewhere in the middle of your episode. Now, let me tell you what I mean by ad. And again, I'm going to get into this more in next week's episode. So please tune into episode number 63 of the Momsu Podcast Show, but we want to sponsor our own self, right? So that means that we have to go and create an internal ad, is what I call it, an internal ad that basically lets people know what you're selling, what you're doing. And so this goes in the middle of the episode. However, I say middle, but I really mean like around 10, maybe 15 minutes or so into the episode is where I believe your ad should go. And that is because we're living in a time where people want that self-gratification, that instant satisfaction, right? So a lot of people don't even make it to the end of the episodes. And it's not just you. It's not just me. It's like podcasting as a whole. Some people don't make it to the end of the episode because they really, when somebody clicks on an episode, they want information. So as soon as they get their information, they're pretty much checked out, right? Unless they're a super fan of yours, then they might stay. But it's just a fact, okay? So putting an ad at least 10 to 15 minutes into your episode is great. Again, you're creating these ads yourself and putting them in there. I do recommend using a host like Captivate, which, by the way, a link for Captivate is in the show notes. If you want 7 days for free, or maybe it's 14, I'm not quite sure, but you do get 7 or 14 days for free. You can use my link in the show notes. It is an affiliate link. But what's cool is with Captivate, you can literally place the ad anywhere you want in the episode. You can literally pick where you want that ad to be. And if that ad changes, if you want to switch it up, you can easily do that inside of Captivate, which brings me to, you know, the time sensitive stuff. Maybe you've been running a program for 2 years, but you're going to retire it, right? So yeah, you're going to have to do a little bit of work. But if you use a host like Captivate, you can literally place the ad wherever you want it. And then if you want to switch the ads out and exchange it for another, you can do that as well, which makes it super, super easy to do. So of course, after the internal ad plays, it's going to play the rest of the duration of the episode. So the continuation of the episode will be played. And then you can do your outro with your music. You can do an outro, a natural outro, and then just have your music playing in the background, which I'm going to probably experiment with pretty soon. And that's it. That's option number one with using a clip. Now, this is my fave. Okay. This is my absolute favorite. This is what I actually do on my podcast right now. And so this option is called Hook again. Okay. It's called Hook. And the episode starts out with a preview. All right. I call it a preview. It basically is like, it could be anywhere from, honestly, I think my shortest one was like 15 or 20 seconds long, but it can be 20 seconds long or it can be 3 minutes long. It doesn't really matter. I would keep it in between that though, because then it just gets like, it might as well just be the episode, right? So the point of it is to hook your audience, which is why I call this option a hook. And so you want to hook your audience. So you want to let them know right out of the gate, why are they listening? Why should they continue to listen, right? For example, the preview in this episode was, welcome back to another episode of Momsu Podcast. Today's episode, we're going to talk about this. And this is why it's important. And this is why I think you should know about this. And this is what we're going to learn. Let's dive into today's episode. You can play around with it. You can make it your own. I love doing previews. It's like my favorite thing. I love it because it really gives you an idea of what the episode's going to be about. And again, I don't like fluff. Like, I just want you to get out of this podcast all the information that you can. And, you know, I say it in my intro, I have 5 kids, so I know that your time is precious. And so you listen to the first couple seconds, and if you're like checked out, okay, then this episode's not for you. That's cool. And so what you're really doing is you're attracting the right people and you're repelling the right people, right? Because if they don't want to listen, that's fine. Like, you know, they're going to do their own thing. We can't control what people do. All we can do is put out good content and hope that they listen, right? So that's my whole spiel behind why I love previews. So we're going to do the preview, and then it fades into the music, right? With the talking over, right? And then it goes again into that call to action. So the rest of this is actually the same framework as option number one. Basically, the only difference is instead of playing a clip, you're playing a preview, right, of the episode. So the rest of this option is literally the same as option number one, which is after the call to action, it goes into the episode. And then around 5 to 15 minutes in, your ad plays. And then, of course, the continuation of the episode and then your outro with your music. So not going to rehash all of that because I literally just did. So If you need to re-listen, then go ahead and do that. But it's the same framework as before. But it's the same framework as option number one. All right, the last option is no hook or clip. Now, this is the one that I don't really recommend. However, it is a classic and it works, okay? There's no shame here. So if you don't want to take the extra time to pick out a clip or record something else, right? Like you just recorded the episode, like, oh my goodness, now you have to think of something else to say. If it's too stressful, please do not let this stop you from starting a podcast. Do not let this stop you from continuing to publish episodes, okay? So the third option here is no hook or clip. It just, like I said, I name these, it just is what it is, right? So the third option is just to have your intro music play right away with your talking over it, go straight into the episode. I do still recommend that you do a call to action. And then of course the episode plays, your ad goes about 15 to 20 minutes in the episode. Your ad goes about 10 to 15 minutes into the episode. And then of course the continuation of the episode. And then however you decide to do your outro, you can do that again with music, or you can do, like, you can do the music where it's already pre-done, or you can just naturally end the episode with the music playing as well, like I was saying before. So there's no right or wrong way to have an episode structure. However, there is a strategy behind doing it a certain way. So by doing the clip and the preview, not only does it just make it seem more like professional, like, wow, like she's serious, you know, but it also adds another level of dynamic because not a lot of people are taking the time out to do these things. So this is just another way that your podcast is going to stand out amongst the crowd, right? I know a lot of times when we talk about starting a podcast or think about starting a podcast, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many other shows about this. So like, why would somebody want to listen to me? They will listen to you. And in fact, I just had this happen to me. I had somebody find my podcast on a Sunday, and by Tuesday, they were paying to work with me. And they were also saying that they were thinking of working with somebody else in my network, and they decided to go with me because of the whole vibe that I provide on this show. And to me, that spoke volumes. So I knew that I had to record an episode about the structure of your episodes, because when you create something and have people listen and have them like truly vibe with everything that you're offering, it's just, it's so cool. And I want that for you. I want you to have fun with podcasting, and I want you to make it a really amazing experience, not only for you, but for the people who are tuning in. And it should be a really awesome experience. And hey, if it's not an awesome experience, if you need help with this, please don't give up on your podcast and know that I can help you with this. This is what I do. I help all of my clients and all of my students with the strategy. I help them with their podcast management. So I edit and upload and schedule all their podcast episodes for them. I do the title and the show notes and take care of all of that so they don't have to. And I also do podcast launches. So if you want to launch your podcast, we work together and I tell you how to do everything and what to do and how that it should be. And I give you the strategy and it's up to you to implement it. So if you want to work together, check out the link in the show notes under Let's Work Together. And I would love to talk to you. And if this episode blessed you, I would love it if you would share it with a friend. And again, I said it already in this episode. I'm going to say it again. I would love it if you would leave me a review. My show has been ranking, which is awesome and incredible. I would love to see that continue. And that really lets me know that you love the show. I read every single review from the podcast. And so I'm actually going to read a review right now from the podcast. And I could read yours on the air too. So please leave me a review. But I want to read this. A podcaster that gets me. This is from JLA1206. I love all the podcasting communities I'm in, but very few understand the unique challenges that come when you're growing a podcast at the same time as raising a family. I don't have time to watch all the YouTube videos to ensure success. I need it short and succinct so I can be successful and be the mom I want to be. This is the podcast for that. I'm so grateful for the work Pamela is putting out into the world for moms like me. 206. JLA1206, thank you so much for that message. Thank you so much for that review. It literally warms my heart. When I read that, I was like, this is it. This is why I do this. Because, you know, I have 5 kids. I don't have time for that stuff either. So I just appreciate reviews like this, because this is exactly why I do this. Because we don't have time to do all that stuff. And we just need to the point, actionable tips. And that is what you're going to get on this show. So if you've gotten any value from this episode or any of the episodes prior, I really encourage you to leave me a review. That would mean so much. And with that being said, I will see you in next week's episode. Make sure to hit that follow button and subscribe. And I will see you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you and your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.